This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Los Angeles City Council member Democrat Mark Ridley Thomas and a former dean of the University of Southern California School of Social Work were indicted Wednesday on federal corruption charges over an alleged bribery scheme. The DOJ complaint says the politician is accused of supporting county contracts and lucrative contract amendments in exchange for his son Sebastian receiving substantial benefits in his previous role as an L.A. County supervisor. The Democrat is the third L.A. City Council member to face federal charges in 2 years. Some 10,000 unionized Deere and Company workers were on strike early Thursday after rejecting a contract proposal from the agriculture equipment manufacturer. The John Deere workers and negotiators for the UAW reached a deal on a proposal earlier this month. Only 90% of the union members voted against the agreement. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
The first software chief at the Pentagon has abruptly resigned. Nicholas Shalon is sounding the alarm on Fox News that the United States is losing the tech war with China. And things are going to get worse.
Well, we have to take action right now, and we're running out of time. If we do not take action right now, we will be facing a situation where we will not be able to catch up. And so there is no time to talk anymore. We have to walk the talk.
Mr. Shalon was asked, how did this happen?
The government is redesigned with its bureaucracy and lack of agility and waste of taxpayer money to really not being able to keep up with the pace of relevance. And so slowly but surely, what you've been seeing in the last 20 years is China waking up and catching up to us. And unfortunately, Pentagon leaders have yet to understand the urgency. And we see, you know, reports after reports coming out from the Pentagon saying that China is catching up.
USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A repeat criminal offender, after being released on multiple bonds, killed a mother, Martha Medina, at a Houston, Texas McDonald's last month. Her children are speaking out on Fox News and blame Judge Hillary Unger for their mother's death.
Spoken to her that same morning. She had told me, as I remember, that she was going to the bank, and then she told me, I'm going to grab something from McDonald's and head over to your house. And she asked me if I wanted anything. I told her just coffee. And as much as I insisted for my mom, you don't have to go. I'll just cook some breakfast here. She loved going to McDonald's to get their coffee and their biscuits. So, I recall that she was taking a long time, and I was changing my baby and thinking, it's been a while and she's not here. So I decided to call her cell phone. And when I called, an employee from McDonald's picked up, and right away I knew something wasn't right because I could hear the fear in her voice. And she asked me, how are you related to this person? And I told her, I'm her daughter. And she told me, you need to hurry up. Your mom has been run over. And so I panicked immediately. And I guess she noticed that on my voice. And she told me, don't worry, she's still alive, but she's in a very bad condition. And, you know, the ambulance is here to take her to the hospital.
Harris County District Judge Hillary Unger has multiple cases where she released someone who later committed more crime while on bond. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Live.
Hey, and thanks for being part of the solution and not adding to the problem. We got enough problems to deal with. Fortunately, the good news is it's only coming from a very small minority of people when you think about it. You know, as we were discussing with Craig Huey just a moment ago, you know, this is a war on common sense. This is really what it comes down to. And sometimes it's just absolutely nuts. This is when we need either Grandpa George or Uncle George to step up and go, hey, you guys are knuckleheads. And I got to tell you, you know, people make fun of flyover country. But if you spend any time at all in the Midwest or anywhere in the interior of our country where common sense seems to still be flourishing, they just don't put up with this stuff. It's just absurd. And they watch the evening television and see all the antics that are going on, and they just shake their heads and they go, you know, honey, we're sure glad we live here in Kansas. Us and Toto and the Yellow Brick Road. Megan Barth is with us right now, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Hey, Megan, how are you?
Hey, Bill, doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I got to tell you, though, this is really, you know, it got to me from the very beginning. What's happening to our everyday citizens who are being held hostage as political prisoners under the administration of Joe Biden and the Democrats? People need to understand who this is falling on. I mean, this faux commission that is investigating this January 6th supposed insurrection, I mean, due process is out the door. This is nuts. I mean, the people that did, you know, violate and did break the law, hey, nobody is saying they should get off scot-free. I'm not recommending that Kamala Harris stand out there and pay bail for them any more than I'd recommend that she stand out there and pay bail for people who are murderers and rapists. But she does that anyway because those are her standards. But, you know, many of us here still in this country believe in the Constitution and the rule of law. And where that needs to be exercised, it should be exercised with blind justice, just as, you know, it has been the tradition and what is represented in the statuary that we grew up with.
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's really important to point out that the hundreds of people that were arrested, many of them put in solitary confinement for months, have never been charged with insurrection. They have been charged with trespassing. They have been charged with a variety of other misdemeanors, low-level mm-hmm. misdemeanors, but they have never been charged with an insurrection. Why? Right. Because the government could never make that case.
Exactly.
Government lawyers could never make that case. The evidence mm-hmm. did not support those charges.
Megan, let me ask you something here real quick. Well, let me ask you. I'm sorry. This thing comes to the top here. Who decided to put them in solitary confinement? Who made that decision?
Well, I simply wouldn't know that answer, but someone did.
Yeah, but I mean, you think that we should know, because the thing is that you've got over 500 people that have gone through this process. That, you know, when we have, you know, this growing sentiment, this anti-law enforcement sentiment, and their experience with law enforcement is now in the jail. How do you think these 500 and some people are going to feel about law enforcement now? Because they were unjustly and unfairly treated in a D.C. jail.
Right. Well, you know, and when you look at the cross-section of Trump supporters, Trump voters, mm-hmm. I'm sure that many of these people that were arrested and put in solitary confinement, actually, I know one of them, and I am appalled that he's sitting there, are back to blue supporters as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're the ones that will fly the blue line, right? They're the ones that will come to the aid of the police against the radical left, especially what we saw this summer, where I believe it was five police were killed and injured in these riots,
mm-hmm.
in the 2020 riots, and hundreds more injured. And the left just said, oh, you know, that's just part of the democratic process, basically.
It's a peaceful protest.
Peaceful riots.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
They were mostly peaceful riots. And so I'm sure that they've been dissuaded in their support to support police. I haven't talked to any of them. I certainly would be. I can only speak for what my experience would likely be.
Mm-hmm.
Because what they have endured is cruel and unusual punishment.
Well, and that's my point in asking the question, is who put them in solitary confinement? Now, we know that a lot of the jails in this country are not run by the blue, by the traditional blue or the police. This is independently, you know, commissioned out to people who are given uniforms, but they're not really, you know, they don't go through the same training as police. They're there as adult babysitters, and they're constantly, you know, from city to city, they're constantly getting sued for abusing people and mistreating them. And, you know, and this is what people need to understand, is the jails are not being run by the men and women, what we would refer to as the traditional men and women of law enforcement. This is an outside entity, and their attitude towards prisoners is that, no, you are not innocent until proven guilty. In our eyes, in our rule, in our domain, you are guilty, period. And if you get proven innocent, so what? You know, you're not here any longer. But meanwhile, you've been treated unjustly. You've been abused. You've been thrown in solitary confinement, and God only knows what else is happening. I mean, we have seen, we've heard and seen reports of people being physically abused in that D.C. jail. And so this is going, in fact, this past weekend, I was with a dear friend who is very close to Donald Trump, and I said, and I knew she was going to go and have, I think they were going to have dinner at Mar-a-Lago after our meetings down in Miami. And I said, one of the things that you can pass on to the president for me is just ask him, where is he, you know, in the lack of support, you know, in his support of these alleged insurrectionists, these people who are mostly Trump followers that were there, that believed in Trump, and the president is, you know, seems to be missing in action for their cause. And I'm sorry, I just don't understand why we're not hearing from the president.
Well, it took him a while to even mention what happened on January 6th, and I had mentioned on that on your show quite a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had the answer for you. I simply don't, but I find it highly disappointing disappointing that those that were fighting for him, he seemingly is absent for fighting for them.
Exactly. I mean, look it. We've got a lieutenant colonel who is up for court-martial right now, who fell on his sword because he believed in principles. Boy, I'll tell you, that is quite the lesson for leadership and an example for courage that we're seeing today. We've got more from Megan Barth after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com continues with us. Megan, just to wrap a bow on what's happening again, I believe, you know, there's lots of reasons to call your elected officials. But for the sake of your own freedom, if we're not going to defend the freedom of fellow Americans who are unjustly being locked up in jail, you know, for these January 6th, you know, alleged riots. I mean, it's amazing the way it's presented and how the narrative is presented. I mean, they didn't even do anywhere close. I think it was less than $100,000 worth of alleged damage that happened on January the 6th versus $4 billion in people dying, you know, after this summer of love, mostly peaceful protests that went on. And, you know, no congressional investigation into all that destruction and chaos. But we're going to have this congressional investigation led by Nancy Pelosi and her acolytes to, you know, to give us what it was that they already started out with. I mean, this is a fait accompli. You know, the only thing that's blocking them a little bit is the FBI came out and declared that it wasn't an insurrection and there wasn't any reason to tie Donald Trump into it. So, you know, their wings have been clipped a little bit, but I'm sure they're going to come up with some sort of language and verbiage supported by the mainstream media to make this more than what it really was, to justify all this expense that's going into, instead of spending time giving these people due process, get them out of jail, and the people who are guilty, let them feel the consequence of the law, as anybody who has broken the law should feel guilty. Otherwise, you know, let's move on. I mean, this is a ugly mark for the face of justice in America today.
Yeah, and I'm sure that the headlines will be written into the history.
Sounds like we lost her. We'll reconnect. Somebody, obviously, hey, they're playing with us. They don't want us talking about this, but that's okay. We will still continue to talk about this regardless, because this is important, because this affects all of us. You know, what happens to one American happens to all of them, because this is the United States of America. We need to have, you know, whatever it takes, if you want to call it compassion, empathy for these people who are wrongfully being held without due process. In many cases, as we spoke with Clayton Fuller, the attorney, you know, he said, you know, people are not represented even by legal representation. I mean, everything's blocked off. We mentioned that we've had elected officials going to the D.C. jail wanting to investigate and have a look-see, and they were blocked and told that they were not welcome. Well, it's not a matter of welcoming. I mean, they need to inspect what's going on. This is their job, to be able to, on behalf of the American people, check out and see what's going on here. We're still waiting to reconnect with the founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, Megan Barth. A couple things that are on the docket here for us to discuss. Okay, she's back with us. Is Merrick Garland's problems with his son-in-law just got worse, right?
Yes, and it's been uncovered that his son-in-law is head of a publishing company that specifically publishes books for grade school on up regarding CRT, critical race theory, which has really swept the nation in the minds of parents, as we see very crowded school board meetings to the point where Merrick Garland has now deemed parents as domestic terrorists and are going to use the strong arm of the law under his authority in order to intimidate those parents into silence, because that's really what this is about. I'm old enough to remember when Hillary Clinton told us that dissent was patriotic. He's accusing these parents of threatening the school board with violence. And as far as I can see, there hasn't been one threat. As a matter of fact, in Loudoun County, which has also been in the news, quite often because of their radical positions and indoctrinations of students. A father was arrested for simply showing up and wanting to speak about how his daughter was raped in a transgender bathroom or a gender neutral bathroom by a boy in a skirt. Mm-hmm. She was brutally sodomized and raped, and the school board and the school administration covered it up, transferred the criminal child to another school whereby he brutally raped another girl in a gender-neutral bathroom. And the father was simply there and the Daily Wire has a fantastic story about this that, of course, mm-hmm. is not getting mainstream media coverage.
Of course.
Because,
right.
number one, mm-hmm. transgenderism or the claims of it are highly protected. So God forbid you speak out against this minority group of people, which represent less than 1% of the population, truly. But now you have kids who are throwing on skirts, going into the gender-neutral bathrooms, and terrorizing young girls.
And why are we
this
surprised?
Never.
Yeah. I mean, she's going to carry this for the rest of her life and the parents as well. Exactly.
Correct.
Go ahead.
Correct. And her dad simply was there to raise this issue and ask questions, and he was arrested. The kid was arrested. They covered it up.
Yes.
They transferred schools so he could rape and brutalize another young girl. And this is the upside-down world of the Democrat Party, which has now infected young children's lives.
Is there any legal remedy here, Megan, and liability of this school board for or the administrative order of the day there to be responsible for this? I mean, it's one thing the first time. Now the second time, my goodness, what are they going to do? Transfer him again and let's see if we can get away with it three times or something? You get some special award for this?
And this is why I wish I went to law school. Mm-hmm. But if I were a lawyer, I certainly would sue the school. If I were within the law enforcement arm of that county, I would certainly use the subpoena to look at if there's any criminal charges that could be pressed against those who covered mm-hmm. up a crime. I mean, that's
right.
really what they did.
Yes,
what
exactly.
What happens to people when you cover up a crime? You could be considered to be involved in the crime because you covered up the crime, right?
Exactly. So, you're an accessory to the fact, yes.
You're an accessory to the fact, exactly. Those are the types of things that need to happen. It's called accountability in order for these things to never happen again. There needs to be precedent set. And also fear instilled in these bureaucrats who abuse their authority and act without consequence in the name of social justice. However, mm-hmm. we saw what you deemed appropriate, the Summer of Love, all of these riots where towns were burned down, policemen were murdered, policemen were injured, innocent people lost their livelihoods, lost their lives. Lost pretty much everything, and Kamala Harris was bailing out the very people who hurt the innocent.
And she's the Vice President of the United States, ladies and gentlemen. This is how messed up we are right now. Think about this. The Vice President of the United States was basically, like you say, in a sense, an accessory and complicit with this evil that ran rampant for, 7 months in these cities, across our country, $4 billion worth of damage. It's no wonder that common sense, according to the left, they want common sense to exit the building. I mean, think about it. By their actions, by their policies, and that all those things that they're trying to impose upon us. And it's only going to get worse, especially if this $3.5 trillion tax and spend bill gets through, because the nefariousness and the perniciousness that's built into that program is unbelievable. But you have to read it to find out what's in it. Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, as always, we appreciate the time and the insight. Thank you for being with us.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health?
Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-885-0303. That's 1-885-0303. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-885-0303.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Los Angeles City Council member, Democrat Mark Ridley Thomas, and the former dean of the University of Southern California School of Social Work were indicted Wednesday on federal corruption charges over an alleged bribery scheme. The DOJ complaint says the politician is accused of supporting county contracts and lucrative contract amendments in exchange for his son Sebastian receiving substantial benefits in his previous role as an L.A. County supervisor. The Democrat is the third L.A. City Council member to face federal charges in 2 years. Some 10,000 unionized Deere and Company workers were on strike early Thursday after rejecting a contract proposal from the agriculture equipment manufacturer. The John Deere workers and negotiators for the UAW reached a deal on a proposal earlier this month. Only 90% of the union members voted against the agreement. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go to be in the flow of the know, as we say. You know, each year we recognize National Farmers Day to thank farmers and acknowledge the hard work that goes into feeding the world. Think about it. Of course, this year, the pandemic has made a tough job even more difficult, which is why the All for Farmers initiative is providing support for farmers facing financial hardship. Here to talk about this special program is Jocelyn Britson. She's the Director of Environment and Community Impact for Tillamook County Creamery Association, a farmer-owned co-op and maker of Tillamook Quality Dairy Products. Jocelyn, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. It's great to be here.
Well, how is Tillamook providing support for farmers?
So Tillamook, as you mentioned, we are a 112-year-old farmer-owned cooperative and one of the fastest-growing dairy brands in the country. And last year we looked at the pandemic, and we knew that farmers were in trouble. Currently, U.S. farmers are about $450 billion in debt. It's actually the largest it's been since the farm crisis of the 1980s. And, of course, expenses and inflation are forecast to increase by quite a bit. So we recognize the need to not just look internally at our own farmers and our own business, but we wanted to give back to farmers across the country. So last year we formed the All for Farmers program, which is a program that's a partnership with American Farmland Trust. They're a nonprofit national organization that they really take a holistic approach to agriculture, focusing on the land practices as well as the farmers and ranchers that are physically doing the work. So last year we donated $1.6 million to AFT, the largest gift ever donated. and we've protected more than 8,000 acres of farmland. And we also created a brand new program. Yeah, that's a lot. We created a brand new program, the Brighter Future Fund, which is a micro grant program awarding 130 grants to farmers across the country in 25 different states. So that had such a great overwhelming response. Over 500 farmers applied to it. We wanted to continue that. So this year we're announcing three things. We're continuing it. We're actually announcing a coalition to help scale our impact. So we're partnering with Food 52, Bob's Red Mill, and other companies to raise awareness for the issues that farmers face. The second thing we're doing is we're committing $500,000 over the next 2 years to really underwrite American Farmland Trust staffing for this grant program, the Brighter Future Fund. And the third thing, I mentioned Food 52. We created a marketplace on Food 52 where folks can go and buy really cool gifts for the holiday season or, you know, for yourself. And a portion of the sales will go towards farmers.
Well, that's excellent. Well, hopefully the purchase of all the Tillamook cheese that I buy is helping to support the cause as well. And anybody else, as I mentioned to you, Tillamook, honestly, is my go-to cheese. I mean, it's just a terrific product, and I'm so grateful for you. And now I'm especially grateful that you're helping farmers in this needed cause right now. I mean, this is farmers helping farmers, consumers helping farmers help farmers. I mean, this is a big circle of life, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, this is what it's all about, right? I mean, back in the day when you depended on your local farmers, you know, farmers would help each other out with equipment or other things. You know, we can't help everyone everywhere, but we recognize the need to step in and help out. Last year, you know, we had great sales. People do love our cheese. And anytime you do purchase Tillamook, you are supporting farmers, by the way, through our philanthropy programs, but also we are farmer-owned. So we are owned by 80 farm families in Tillamook County, Oregon. But we're a national brand, and anytime you help us out, you're helping farmers for sure.
Well, clearly it's important for all of us to come alongside. And, you know, two things. You know, we're going to celebrate what farmers do for our communities and what they do, you know, here in this country in providing food for us. And it's also our opportunity to give back to farmers and to tell them thank you. And we appreciate all their hard work because not everybody, I mean, there might be, you know, that agricultural instinct that's in our DNA from generations past, but today in this modern world in which we live in, we all have our lanes to operate in, and we're grateful for the jobs that farmers do on behalf of the American people.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. I mean, a lot of people are a bit disconnected from their food, but they do want to learn more. We know that only about 2% of the U.S. population works directly in farming on farms. But actually, 10%, one out of 10 people work in an industry linked to food, so whether that's grocery stores or restaurants. So it's important for our daily intake, of course, but also for our economy. So protecting farmland and supporting farmers, it's more than just something nice to do. It's critical that we support farmers.
Without a doubt. Well, Jocelyn Britson is with us. She's the Director of Environment and Community Impact for Tillamook County Creamery Association, a farmer-owned co-op and maker of Tillamook Quality Dairy Products. Jocelyn, what can people at home do to learn more and to give back to farmers?
Yeah, so Tillamook, we've put together a website for our coalition. It's called All for Farmers. ALLFOR and then farmers.com. And on that website, allforfarmers.com, you can, first of all, you can link to that Food 52 marketplace. And, you know, if you want to purchase some goods, a portion of those sales will go to farmers directly. We have a really fun apron. We've got other brands that are like-minded, like Bees Wrap, reusable food wraps. It's really good for wrapping your cheese since you're a cheese fan.
Yes, right.
But you can learn more. You can learn more at that allforfarmers.com. We also have a donate directly tab there too. So if you just want to donate, you know, $5 or $50 to that Brighter Future Fund, you can do that directly there, and it will all go to American Farmland Trust on that allforfarmers.com.
Well, I'm going there. I've got to wrap up cheese, and I like the apron deal. I mean, I'll be the talk of the town for Thanksgiving. I'll be wrapped up in, you know, in the apron as well. It'll be all kinds of fun. So different ways to participate and support the cause here. And I can see that an initiative like this is having an impact on farms of all sizes, right?
Yeah, you know, we feel that from small to large and coast to coast, you know, all farms in the food system, we need them all to thrive, to really be at its fullest. And last year, you know, a lot of our grants did go to smaller farms. 96% went to the grant recipients that were underrepresented, including beginning farmers, female-owned farms, and BIPOC-owned farms. So, while the grants are open to many different farms, we are helping out a lot of farmers that are truly in need.
Mm-hmm. What else should we know about the efforts here?
Well, this really stems from, you know, Tillamook's commitment to stewardship. We are also a certified B Corporation, which, you know, it's a distinction earned by us demonstrating exceptional social and environmental programs, transparency and accountability. This is just one of Tillamook's philanthropic programs. We also give to causes such as food security and healthful children, lots of product donations. So if people want to learn more about Tillamook, you can go to tillamook.com/stewardship. You'll learn more about our programs there.
Yeah, and farmers do have a special insight to the grander picture when it comes to stewardship of the land, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I mean, they're living with the environment day to day, and, you know, a lot of farmers consider themselves the original environmentalists. You know, on that note, farms have the potential for carbon sequestration, and they provide a lot of ecosystem services that, you know, a lot of people don't think about as far as pollinator habitat, filtrating water. So farms are valuable, not just for the farmer themselves, but for society at large.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jocelyn, as we wrap things up, remind everybody one more time where they can go for more information.
Absolutely. So you can go to allforfarmers.com, and there you can learn more about the program.
She's the Director of Environment and Community Impact for Tillamook County Creamery Association, a farm-owned co-op and maker of Tillamook quality dairy products. Jocelyn Britson has been our guest. Jocelyn, thank you very much. Have a great day.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Last year, there was very little flu during the COVID pandemic. This year's flu and COVID are both projected to be widespread, and fever is a leading sign of both. Accuracy matters when it comes to taking your temperature. So use the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 published clinical studies. COVID vaccines alone may not fully protect you from the coronavirus. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm.
Detailed checkup is waiting.
But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
America, Bill Martinez here. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, it is time for the host of Movie Guide TV, Evie Bear Carroll. Evie's got the kids under control, and everybody's happy here, right? Except the kids, maybe.
They may be crying in the background. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. Hey, well, we've got lots to talk about. Movie reviews for Christians from Movie Guide, My Little Pony, A New Generation, huh?
Yeah, this is an interesting movie because there's been some speculation over it, but it's a Netflix streaming movie, and we see that there's actually really good themes about it in it for really, you know, this is a very little kid movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
My Little
yes.
Pony, this is not, you know, I'm not going to say that you're going to like the movie, but the little ones will enjoy it because it's about these little ponies. Sunny wants to change the world and make it better and make it happy and loving, and so there's these little characters trying to work together to make things, you know, more of a loving environment. So we do say there's a Christian worldview to it, and we say there's some real positives to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and any time we can get movies where we can take the whole family, especially the little kids, it's always good fun, or grandkids, and it's always good fun to be able to enjoy that. So we appreciate movies like this, like My Little Pony. So did you give it all kinds of thumbs ups and major stars, 3-4 stars? What did we do?
Exactly. We gave it 3 stars, which is a very good rating. That means that there's very little questionable. So mm-hmm. we say, you know, probably 4 years old and up. Mm-hmm. And there's very little that the kid could get scared of because these are colorful rainbow ponies, right? It's got all the colors.
Right, exactly.
Uh-huh. And mm-hmm. so just it's a fun movie with some good messages.
Yeah, exactly. There is a moral to the story there. So it makes some good conversation after the movie and maybe some, points of lessons to discuss even with the youngins, right?
Exactly. That's what I always look for my little ones is that there's some good morals for them to pick up, and you never want them watching anything with, you know, the bratty kid is getting their way from their parents. You don't want that kind of context.
Right.
But this is something that you would feel comfortable showing your little ones.
Let's talk about this next one, Adventures of a Mathematician. Is this Algebra Gone Wild? What's going on here?
This is a period drama. So it's fun because it's a period drama if you like that kind of thing. You know, I know a lot of people are interested in history, including my father and my husband. And so this is an autobiography. Mm-hmm. It focuses on one of the world's greatest mathematicians of the 20th century. He's a Polish scientist at Harvard in 1941 who becomes involved in the development of the atom and hydrogen bombs during World War II and the Cold War. And so it's very interesting. And he married the beautiful Jewish immigrant from France. And so it talks about kind of that whole thing. And it's interesting and it's exciting and there's got drama. And there's some positive elements to it.
Mm-hmm. Give us some highlights here in terms of the positive elements, because, you know, we talk about someone who was so talented to be able to, you know, create a nuclear bomb, you know, to be part of it. You just wonder, you know, if the personal conflict was there of here you are, you are constructing something that could destroy a lot of people. And, you know, is there some emotional connection and consideration for that?
That's exactly right, because it's kind of the conversations of him and his wife, who is a Jewish woman. And so it's kind of the conversations of morality during this time period and talking about actually fighting totalitarianism and socialist regimes, which, you know, we should think about that today in terms of what all is going on. We've got to look at history to know what not to do, right? That's what they always say. And so it's interesting to look at this. And so that's why I would say maybe teenagers and above for this movie. You know, one thing that we need to impart to the next generation and the younger audiences is what went on in history so we don't repeat it.
Is this a fair representation of this time in history?
Yeah, it is a fair representation. They do a good job doing that. And so I think they're realistic about it and don't kind of gloss over or make a message that would be, you know, counter to what we believe.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. What about this next one? Was it Behind the Attraction?
Okay. So this is a fun one, right? We got the heavy one out of the way, right?
Right.
We got the Behind the Attraction, which is all about Disneyland, and this is on Disney Plus. So if you have Disney Plus streaming, this is a good option because it talks about creating the park, creating Disneyland, and how it goes into it. And, you know, Disneyland, they call them Imagineers, the people who are creating rides and how they go into it and the engineering part about it. And so it's kind of fun for the family audiences, maybe for teenagers who are kind of trying to figure out what they want to do in life. They can kind of look at this and see a different path for being an engineer. So there's some good things about this.
Exactly. Well, the thing is so cool, you know, if you've ever had the opportunity, I'm sure you have, growing up with your dad and that, you know, when you go behind the stage, behind the scenes, and you get a special tour, even at Disneyland, not even Disney World. Disney World, you could get lost in the tour because the place is so massive, you know, it's just humongous.
Yeah.
But in Anaheim, California, even that I found to be extremely fascinating. And, you know, then you get some of the, you know, side stories of the, you know, 33 original investors of Disneyland, and that's why you have Club 33 there on the premises, which is a private club, and one of the few places, at least at the time, where they say they served hard alcohol. You know, you couldn't find hard alcohol on the park. Of course, you know, things have changed. Maybe you can now, but you know, back then you couldn't.
Right. And there's some fun things about it because, you know, the characters go a special path, so you don't see them out of character. And we had a friend who was Captain America, and he could not acknowledge the fact that we knew him. He had to stay in the character of Captain America. And, you know, it was kind of funny because it was like, hey, Daniel, how are you doing? It was, no, he's Captain America today, and that's who he is. And you never break character when you're a Disneyland character. You never break it. And so it's fun to see those kind of things. You're totally right. And so this show kind of, you know, reveals some of the ways that they've created this imaginary, you know, they call it magical world, right? And so you take it into a place and you get into a fun, creative space. And so that's really fun.
Well, let me tell you, one of my favorite challenging interviews I ever did was with Mickey and Minnie. And I think it was the MC for a parade in California one time. And, you know, and here I am, I have a microphone and I'm to interview Mickey and Minnie, but they can't talk.
Yes.
So, you know, cause they had to stay in character. And when they're participating, you know, you know, there's no voice. I mean, because everybody knows the iconic Mickey and Minnie voice, and it can't necessarily be reproduced by somebody that they just happen to throw a costume on. So they could nod, they could wave, but there wasn't any conversation, no back and forth, no tit for tat. And I remember that was all kinds of, I go, they can't talk. I go, but you want me to interview? Well, yeah, just make it work.
I love that. That is a good story because it's a challenge for a guy who likes to host a talk show, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, and here we are, you know, back in those days. Those were my old radio days in Los Angeles. Tell us about this latest, Bill, everything that comes out of California always, it's with wonderment. You know, Governor Newsom has signed a new bill to require gender-neutral toy aisles in large department stores. This is what
it's
come
right
down to.
So I know it's really interesting times, and that's to say it nicely, but so now we have to have gender-neutral toy aisles, which means that it's just it is just, you know, tan colors, right? And, and all the ranges of brown you could possibly put in there for a child. Okay, my child, they will navigate towards the bright pink. I'm sorry. I don't put that in front of them. They just navigate towards it.
Right. Exactly.
So my husband says now there's going to be a big clearance section because all the gender-neutral toys will be on clearance soon enough when people don't buy it. But Governor Newsom says that we need to have the gender-neutral so people can, you know, the child can choose what they want and not be forced the pink or the blue.
And this is a requirement. This is required. So I take it that these are these big stores. I mean, is this going to be the same thing like in some of these department stores like, you know, Target and, you know, Walmart and, you know, these other stores that carry, you know, carry toys or, you know, because we don't have Toys R Us anymore. So, you know,
right.
Where are they
going?
Go ahead.
It's going to be the Target. It's going to be the Walmart. And, you know, toy areas are one of their biggest income, right? Mm-hmm. And so they make a lot of money from the toy areas of their stores. And so I'm interested to see the stats or the financials on how this goes because I can't imagine it going extremely well. But Governor
right.
Newsom seems to know, you know, he seems to have some foresight on this, so...
We'll see whether he's right or your husband's right. We're not that many months away. Evie Bear Carroll, one final one. We got about a minute left. Twitter receives backlash after flagging misleading obituary. What happened here?
Well, this 37-year-old mother, she passed from taking the vaccine and she got blood clots from it. And so Twitter seems to say that cannot be the reason that she passed. And so they say, oh, well, this is misinformation and we have to take it down. So basically we can't even share information now of what happened because they say it has to do with the COVID mandate and we can't, you know, we can't say anything against it.
Evie Bear Carroll from MovieGuide.org has been our guest, as always. Evie, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for, you know, getting us up to date on the things that we need to pay attention to.
Well, thanks for having me.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.